And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. This was the story of Noah's Ark from the book of Genesis. Unsettling. Great dark waves attack the shoreline of mountainous terrain. Look closer, and you can see people and animals caught in the massive storm. You see families huddled under rocks, flimsy protection from the roaring waves. Final hugs are given and taken, tears are shared, painful, eternal goodbyes are exchanged. Their faces scream desperation and hopelessness. You wonder, do they know? Can they know that they will soon perish at the great hand of God? The Deluge, by David Teniers the Younger, a distinguished Flemish artist born in the 1600s, depicts the story of Noah's Ark. However, this painting doesn't show the great ship containing Noah and his family. Rather, it shows the people left to drown. The Bible states that these are the sinners, too evil to live, who must be drowned by God to rid the earth of such sins, so that a new, better generation may be built. There are children and babies in the painting, though, solemnly, or not so solemnly, awaiting death with their parents. Are these children really so evil that they deserve to die? Killing them rids the world of possible danger, but it also rids the world of possible goodness. They haven't even been given a chance to reject the evil deeds of their ancestors, in favor of a moral, honorable life. Noah grew up with sinners for contemporaries, and yet he turned out to be quite virtuous. What if God is washing away 100 other Noahs in the flood? Other adults are shown in the painting. The lucky ones are on dry shore, for now. A woman cradling a child grasps at a man across the rocks, trying to bridge the gap between them. Who is this man? A husband? Brother? Lover? Or perhaps just a stranger she pities? It's easy to be generous when you all share the same fate. Other unlucky souls are caught in the violent waves, fighting their way to dry land. Will they be successful? And even if they are, it doesn't really matter, not in the long run. Death will be the finish line for all of them. It's only a short matter of time. But are they resentful of their fate, or just sad? If you look closer, you will be able to see a man drowning, arms raised up to the sky, in anger, sorrow, defiance, repentance, maybe just confusion. Another woman is strewn across a rock, her posture signifying defeat. As if to further prove she has let hopelessness consume her, she allows a bird to perch on her, like she is just another rock to land on. What differentiates this woman from the rest? What has caused her to give up hope while so many others fight? Some may say she is a pessimist who gives up far too easily. Others may argue she is simply a realist, perhaps even smarter to become so resigned so quickly. Yet others continue on in the instinctual quest of all humankind. Survival. You can see them, knapsacks thrown across their backs, racing up a mountain. Must keep moving, must get to higher ground, must outrun the flood. The Deluge is created with oil on copper. Its color palette is mostly dark and cool, with contrasting rays of bright yellow in the upper part. This warm sunshine cuts through the ominous nimbus clouds, falling directly on a ship. Noah's Ark, of course. These colors contrast so starkly, it's almost impossible to miss the implication. Noah and those with him on the ark are good, worthy of bright light and sunshine. The sinners are cast in darkness, dark colors for dark souls and an even darker fate. And this has been Becca Moran with another Bulldog Podcast.